and evidence to develop solutions that help families and communities create a brighter future for young people. More information is available at aecf.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Much warmer temperatures for today with our highs expected around 80 degrees. It's 54 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
If we think of the preteen to early teen brain, the changes that happen between the ages of 11 to 15, 10 to 14, the changes in the brain are commensurate with the physical changes that we see between a newborn and a two-year-old.
That's from Social Media and Kids, an episode of the podcast Mind Over Matter, produced by member station WVIA. That conversation and all of NPR and the NPR Network's reporting on social media, childhood development, and more is available on the NPR app. Download it now at your preferred app store. Listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Alice Dreaming of Wonderland, April 11th, based on Lewis Carroll's classic adventure. Witness a theatrical circus full of surprising and amazing acts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Las Vegas loses one of its classic casinos this week. Just ahead, glamour, gambling, and the mob at the Tropicana. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Do you know who makes Weekend Edition Sunday? KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and so much more possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Help keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. And from all of us at KPR, thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We have an unseasonably warm Easter ahead of us. Mostly cloudy skies today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. High temperatures today around 80 degrees. Much cooler tomorrow with highs around 70 and then falling down into the lower 60s. It's 52 degrees in Manhattan, 54 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Thank you.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
for Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. The University of Kansas is holding a teach-in on climate change this week. Hundreds of schools, colleges, and universities around the world are expected to take part in this year's teach-in as part of Worldwide Climate and Justice Education Week. Emily Ryan is director of the Commons at KU, which is coordinating a number of events April 2nd through the 8th. She stopped by KPR to talk about the teach-in.
The idea of presenting climate as a topic for teach-in is really about bringing together different ways of knowing, different kinds of knowledge, different modes of presenting, different forms of engagement to try to reach audiences, recognizing that everybody has their own relationship with understanding climate change, emotionally accepting climate change. So we're trying to offer an array of ways to engage folks in the conversations around climate while also highlighting a lot of the knowledge, wisdom, and action that's happening here locally. This is the third year that we've been participating in the teach-in hosted by Bard College, and we are doing so with a lot of different partners at the university. The Department of Geography and Atmospheric Science and the Environmental Studies Program are both lead supporters too of this effort. And then each of the events that we're sort of presenting as part of the teach-in this year have their own set of sponsors and presenters. And so one example of what that looks like in the coming week will be on April 2nd. We are hosting an event that the Commons, the Emily Taylor Center for Women and Gender Equity, and the Center for Service Learning host regularly online, and it's called Educate and Act. It's intended to be a space for students to understand ways that they can become more civically engaged beyond simply showing up at the voting at the polls on Election Day, and to sort of illustrate that there are ways to be connected to community and learning and sharing your voice in community throughout the year. So we host this series, Educate and Act, to try to illuminate different elements of public policy and where decisions are happening and how in the Kansas legislature or even the local government those are presenting themselves. So we have an Educate and Act event scheduled on April 2nd at noon on Zoom. I think there's at least one event every day. Some days there are more than one event starting April 2nd, so that people can engage in different locations at different times and through different forms, whether that's virtual or in person. The programming theme for the year encapsulates a lot of different forms of programs. We have world building workshops and games. We've had poetry readings in the Natural History Museum, thinking about extinction and what that looks like. And we've also had events that encapsulate this notion of grief, climate anxiety, how we face these things, including a podcast that we did a live recording of earlier with The Sweaty Penguin, Ethan Brown, in partnership with the Environmental Studies Program and Geography and Atmospheric Science Department. Shannon O'Lear, who's a professor in both of those departments, is teaching a class right now called Geographic Adventures and Climate Change. And they're using this podcast to think more creatively about how their generation in particular can be approaching conversations around climate so that they're not so polarizing, how they can be motivated to act so that they're not just full of despair. And that was, you know, another example of this sort of expansive mode of thinking toward a growth mindset.
That's Emily Ryan, director of the Commons, which is coordinating this year's Global Climate Teach-In at the University of Kansas. You can find a complete list of KU teach-in events at thecommons.ku.edu. You can hear a longer version of my conversation with Emily Ryan on this week's KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with guest puzzle master Greg Pliska. That's just ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop.
Mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly sunny and warm this afternoon, with high temperatures expected around 80 degrees. It's 55 in Topeka, 54 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
I'm Nora Rahm with these headlines. a major salvage operation.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just over a minute and a half away, followed by Kansas and regional news. Then stay with us for To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, say you're an artist and you want to paint something you can't see. What if AI can? That's on this morning to the Best of Our Knowledge at 10 o'clock on KPR. Mostly cloudy and warm today, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. We're looking for highs around 80 degrees today. It's 55 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Of the data set. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is endorsing a yes vote on the upcoming stadium sales tax extension for the Kansas City Royals and Chiefs. Jackson County voters head to the polls on Tuesday to decide whether to support extending the sales tax that would help pay for a new Royals Stadium downtown and major renovations at Arrowhead Stadium. KCTV reports that Mayor Lucas appeared at Kauffman Stadium yesterday to encourage Jackson County voters to vote yes on question one. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a former Allen County Sheriff's Deputy for sex crimes. KBI agents arrested 24-year-old Michael Tennyson on Friday evening. Acting on a tip from the Hays Police Department, the Allen County Sheriff's Department located a 15-year-old runaway in Tennyson's home in Iola. Tennyson was arrested for aggravated indecent liberties with a child and is being held at the Bourbon County Jail. He was terminated after serving just 3 months as a deputy with the Allen County Sheriff's Office. The teen has been placed in protective custody. Number one ranked Barton County Community College won its first national championship at the National Junior College Tournament in Hutchinson. The Cougars defeated Triton College of Illinois 88-73 to cap their season with a 36-1 record. It's the first national title for the Cougars. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Much warmer temperatures with highs around 80 degrees today. Winds from the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. They'll switch to the south this afternoon with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Under cloudy skies, it's 54 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Governor Laura Kelly is stepping up her efforts to get the Kansas legislature to expand access to Medicaid. We've got a report from Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. Today on KPR Presents, Hot Times in the Heartland. We'll hear from the producers of this new documentary.
We have got our terminology all wrong on this, and we need to be talking about climate chaos, because that is in fact what is going to happen, and it's a lot scarier.
We'll also hear about the upcoming global teach-in on climate change at the University of Kansas. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this evening, this afternoon rather, on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming partly sunny and warm this afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. It's 55 in Lawrence, 53 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
New Jersey is known as the diner capital of the world, but the sizzles and clanking of these local eateries are fading. And they've had to make major changes.
There used to be a lot of factories that would have the overnight shift. They don't have that overnight shift anymore.
Why so many diners are closing? Get the answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport video library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport.
We've got lots more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including a new collection of piano music, Piano Piano 2, and a new crime drama on AMC. The stories and more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. When you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out all year long. You can be here for us the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you turn to KPR, you made that happen. Become a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming quite warm this afternoon, high temperatures around 80 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Project Lead the Way, where clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
From baby showers to estate sales, we fill our lives with material possessions.
That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff.
My adult life can be divided into two distinct parts, before I owned a washing machine and the time after.
Why do we have so much stuff? Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Much warmer temperatures for this Easter Sunday. Highs today around 80 degrees. For tomorrow, cooler temperatures, highs around 70 and then dropping into the 60s in the afternoon. It's 55 in Topeka. This is KPR.
$1 an hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a former Allen County Sheriff's deputy for sex crimes. KBI agents arrested 24-year-old Michael Tennyson Friday evening, acting on a tip from the Hayes Police Department. The Allen County Sheriff's Department located a 15-year-old runaway in Tennyson's home in Iola. Tennyson was arrested for aggravated indecent liberties with a child and is being held at the Bourbon County Jail. He was terminated after serving just 3 months as a deputy with the Allen County Sheriff's Office. The teen has been placed in protective custody. Just days before Jackson County voters head to the polls, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is endorsing a yes vote on the upcoming stadium sales tax extension for the Royals and Chiefs. Jackson County voters decide Tuesday whether to approve a sales tax extension that would help pay for a new Royal Stadium downtown and major renovations at Arrowhead Stadium. KCTV reports that Mayor Lucas appeared at Kauffman Stadium yesterday to encourage Jackson County voters to vote yes on question one. He was accompanied by Royals CEO and Chairman John Sherman and Chiefs President Mark Donovan at a press conference just before the Royals game against the Minnesota Twins. The Royals lost that game 5-1. In other sports, number one-ranked Barton County Community College won its first national championship at the National Junior College Tournament in Hutchinson. The Cougars defeated Triton College of Illinois yesterday, 88-73, to cap their season with a 36-1 record. It's the first national title for the Cougars. Our Easter Day forecast for today, mostly cloudy this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Warm temperatures in store with highs today expected around 80 degrees. Winds from the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the south this afternoon with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, we've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s, cooler tomorrow under cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Las Vegas loses one of its classic casinos this week. Just ahead, glamour, gambling, and the mob at the Tropicana. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Then stay with us here on Kansas Public Radio for To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR1. Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, why do we have so much stuff? From baby showers to estate sales, we fill our lives with material possessions. Why do we do it? That's on To the Best of Our Knowledge at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for This American Life coming up at 10 o'clock as well.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing a traveling exhibit about Emmett Till, paired with contemporary art on themes of black life and activism. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Our forecast calls for a little bit of everything in the next couple days. A warm day in store for us today under mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, very warm temperatures, highs around 80 degrees today. A 60% chance of rain for tomorrow with highs around 70, then dropping into the lower 60s.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And
Viva Las Vegas.
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. The University of Kansas is holding a teach-in on climate change this week. Hundreds of schools, colleges, and universities around the world are expected to take part in this year's teach-in as part of Worldwide Climate and Justice Education Week. Emily Ryan is director of the Commons at KU, which is coordinating a number of events April 2nd through the 8th. She stopped by KPR this week to talk about the teach-in.
The idea of presenting climate as a topic for teach-in is really about bringing together different ways of knowing, different kinds of knowledge, different modes of presenting, different forms of engagement to try to reach audiences, recognizing that everybody has their own relationship with understanding climate change, emotionally accepting climate change. So we're trying to offer an array of ways to engage folks in the conversations around climate while also highlighting a lot of the knowledge, wisdom, and action that's happening here locally. This is the third year that we've been participating in the teach-in hosted by Bard College, and we are doing so with a lot of different partners at the university. The Department of Geography and Atmospheric Science and the Environmental Studies Program are both lead supporters too of this effort. And then each of the events that we're sort of presenting as part of the teach-in this year have their own set of sponsors and presenters. And so one example of what that looks like in the coming week will be on April 2nd. We are hosting an event that the Commons, the Emily Taylor Center for Women and Gender Equity, and the Center for Service Learning host regularly online, and it's called Educate and Act. It's intended to be a space for students to understand ways that they can become more civically engaged beyond simply showing up at the voting at the polls on Election Day, and to sort of illustrate that there are ways to be connected to community and learning and sharing your voice in community throughout the year. So we host this series, Educate and Act, to try to illuminate different elements of public policy and where decisions are happening and how in the Kansas legislature or even the local government those are presenting themselves. So we have an Educate and Act event scheduled on April 2nd at noon on Zoom. I think there's at least one event every day. Some days there are more than one event starting April 2nd, so that people can engage in different locations at different times and through different forms, whether that's virtual or in person. The programming theme for the year encapsulates a lot of different forms of programs. We have world-building workshops and games. We've had poetry readings in the Natural History Museum, thinking about extinction and what that looks like. And we've also had events that encapsulate this notion of grief, climate anxiety, how we face these things, including a podcast that we did a live recording of earlier with The Sweaty Penguin, Ethan Brown, in partnership with the Environmental Studies Program and Geography and Atmospheric Science Department. Shannon O'Lear, who's a professor in both of those departments, is teaching a class right now called Geographic Adventures and Climate Change. And they're using this podcast to think more creatively about how their generation in particular can be approaching conversations around climate so that they're not so polarizing, how they can be motivated to act so that they're not just full of despair. And that was, you know, another example of this sort of expansive mode of thinking toward a growth mindset.
That's Emily Ryan, director of the Commons, which is coordinating this year's Global Climate Teach-In at the University of Kansas. You can find a complete list of KU teach-in events at thecommons.ku.edu. That includes a screening of the documentary Hot Times in the Heartland on April 4th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. You can hear a longer version of my conversation with Emily Ryan on this week's KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR1.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of annual and perennial bedding plants, houseplants, succulents, trees, and shrubs year-round. Located in North Lawrence, Pines Garden and Market's open daily. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Greg Pliska. Then stay with us for To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR1, This American Life on KPR2. That's immediately following Weekend Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Becoming partly sunny this afternoon, a warm Easter in store for us with highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow around 70 degrees and then temperatures falling into the lower 60s in the afternoon.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 62 degrees in Emporia, 57 in Kansas City, 56 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station, limited by state law. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, why do we have so much stuff? And does AI dream? That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Julie Staub, a local agent with Compass Realty and the Bradshaw Group, helping people buy and sell homes in Lawrence and Douglas County. Learn more at juliesellslawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Highs today all the way up around 80 degrees. Cooler temperatures in store for tomorrow with a good chance of rain. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Generative AI programs are doing amazing things. They're writing term papers, making art, diagnosing disease. Their power seems almost limitless and also kind of scary.
The fact that we are working right now toward artificial general intelligence, that's creating something that is going to, yeah, essentially be like a god.
Technology is kind of mysterious when you think about it. I don't think that's entirely a crazy idea. Is there some spiritual dimension to it? And of course, all these things, when we think about technology, are, you know, human creation. It's sort of like a reflection of all of us, the human community. And that's actually reassuring, right?
I'm Anne Strangchamps, and this hour, we're talking with some folks who are asking big existential questions about AI.
Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, does AI dream? First this.
Live.